This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Not hump day. We have Peyton and Caitlin in the back. We are live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you so much for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for as we continue to get you ready for the San Francisco 49ers Sunday night on this station. Are you allowing yourself to believe? The spread, by the way, is down to 4. More on that later. Today we have the payload at 6:40. Another Dane Cook ticket giveaway. Neighborhood Watch. You can him back, Peyton. Chuck Cooperstein to preview the start of the Mavs season tonight at 8 o'clock. Babe Laufenberg at 8:40. And Nick Eatman at 9:20.
Yes. I like the payload. It's my favorite. Well, one of my favorites because it's Peyton's best and last segment of the whole week.
He really is trying to embrace that whole Gen Z four-day work week.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Cross, he just like, no, I wasn't listening.
He was not listening.
He almost, I felt like he was trying to throw the other show under the bus, like he was getting ready. He was doing Alex work. He was doing something for KMC.
Yep.
It felt like that's where you wanted to go, but you held back. Am I right?
Kind of. I was trying to upload the tees and do other stuff that I have to do post-show, and so threw me off. You know, I didn't know we were going to the audio clip, but that's on me.
So it was the Bobby version of just packing up, putting on your backpack at 9:40 and getting ready to walk out of here.
It was trying to pull a fast one, basically.
Okay.
And you caught me, and I tried to give you the dumb look, like, what are you talking about? Maybe you can re-explain it, but no, you threw it at me. But you know what? Lesson learned.
Mike McCarthy yesterday. Bobby was out at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco as our Cowboys insider. He is going to San Francisco this weekend. Mike McCarthy was asked the question that everybody was waiting for after Jerry Jones joined us on Tuesday and questioned plays and scheme. Coach, what'd you think about what Jerry said?
Don't really have one. I talk to Jerry all the time. You know, we've had time to go through the self-scout. I didn't see the comments specifically. So, but I don't think we have bad concepts in that place. But I'll go back and check. But we're not where we want to be. I mean, that's clearly, and that ultimately is my responsibility. And I'm fully aware of that.
I'll go back and check. Is coach speak for F this place, man? That's what that is.
Did you need to hear it to have the same opinion as reading it?
Yes. Yes. I think that's important anyway.
Yeah. Did you hear it yesterday or just right now?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Didn't change it one bit. Because reading that was my first thought. And then, listening to it, it was just confirmed it. That's just coach speak. I'll go back and check, man. Of course you will.
Yeah.
You're not going to go back and check. I wouldn't even expect him to. Like, we're running bad plays. Of course not running bad plays.
Do you ever talk to Amanda, and does she ever get so worked up that she starts chuckling?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. Because my wife gets that. My wife gets the, the anger builds, she starts laughing when she's talking. I was like, oh, okay, all right. That felt like a little bit of what Mike McCarthy was doing yesterday. Like, sure, I'll check for you. I'll do that.
I want to ask Mike tomorrow at 6:30. I want to come across as, because yesterday even Bobby said he felt bad for Mike, and I want to come across as sympathetic tomorrow at 6:30 with him. And in a way, we need to phrase it and come up with the perfect way to ask it. I just want to ask Mike, is enough enough? Like, has the circus reached its peak and way more than what you ever thought it could be being the head coach here? Because I would just guess that Mike McCarthy, you asked the question last night, would McCarthy accept an extension back here? Let's say that they make the playoffs and he makes it to the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. They lose. Jerry deems that far enough. Here's your extension. He's probably taking it, but I could see this scenario in which he's like, no, my stock is high enough after the NFC title game, I can go become a head coach somewhere else. This place is freaking nuts, and it's freaking bonkers, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being undercut. I want to come across with that type of question to Mike tomorrow, like, man, like, I know you don't want to throw your boss under the bus, but what the freak?
It's, look, it's more likely than not that he would take the extension, but I don't think it's a 0% chance at all that he would just say, hey, guys, I'm good.
Yeah. He's dying to be able to write the book passage and the chapters, right? In the Mike McCarthy book down the road about this place.
He's 60 years old. He'll be 61 in 2 weeks, ish.
You guys are that tight. You know when his birthday is.
You know, Google.
We didn't know it last year, remember?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He wanted to go out for choppies.
I could absolutely see him just say, man, I'm good. I'm good. You wanna hire me? Fine. Yeah. You wanna pay me $10 million a year? I'll say yes to $10 million a year, but short of that, I'm good.
I think he really likes Jerry. And I think he enjoys the players and everything else. But at the same time, I think it's also true that there are moments where he probably says to himself, I hate this job.
Yeah.
And I think that he...
It's like my house builder. I really love him, but that is pushing me to the side and letting me deal with 15 issues. Like, the execution of fixing, building the house, communication has gone to total complete S. And I hate dealing with it, but I like it.
Well, you've already paid for the house.
Yeah, and I think I think there are moments where he, like... I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we'll probably get into more of this thought process when we talk about that ESPN article about the tours around the star. But the idea of, like, it can't just all be bad if you win 12 games 3 years in a row. That just doesn't happen if it's all bad all the time. So it's clearly, I think there are things about this job he really enjoys, but I bet there are moments where he sits there and thinks, my life would be a whole hell of a lot easier and more enjoyable if I didn't work here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Specifically here in Dallas.
Of course. One more time, McCarthy and his plays and concepts.
Don't really have one. You know, I talk to Jerry all the time. You know, we've had time to go through the self-scout. So I can't really – I didn't see the comments specifically. So, but I don't think we have bad concepts in that place. But I'll go back and check. But, we're not where we want to be. I mean, that's clearly, and that ultimately is my responsibility, and I'm fully aware of that.
We'll go back and check. That has as good of a chance of happening as Mike McCarthy watching every play of the Cowboys
heading into this job.
His job and his opening press conference. Now, and so the overall question is, is Jerry Jones turning Mike McCarthy into a sympathetic figure? I've felt that in the past couple of days with the chaos around here. As for business, Jerry told us Tuesday Micah Parsons and Deron Bland would be game time decisions, but Bobby, neither practiced yesterday.
Yeah, and this feels like there was a Deron Bland setback in the last week. Because he was so close to play, and now it's just like, you're not out there practicing. And when we saw him yesterday, he was on cords and just, he wasn't even in uniform. He was just in sweats and doing stretches with Britt Brown. And so I would say it feels unlikely right now that those two are going to be ready. But, you know, obviously crazier things have happened in both directions of guys playing when you didn't think they were. But I think that if I was going to say one was more likely, I feel almost like Micah might be, but I don't think either one is going to play.
Jordan Phillips, by the way, in that weight room piece from ESPN, the distractions, one of the things I took from it, this was right before the Lions game, and a lot of tourists, people going through the building, saw Micah walk by and they're like, oh my God, he's limping. Like, that's a few weeks away. They saw the really bad limp from Micah, and that was just before the Detroit game. Jordan Phillips, who, if memory serves me correct, accused the Cowboys of fake IRing him. He said his 21, I think my 21-day practice window has opened for my return. Nick Harris then had to confirm, yes, his 21-day window has opened. So it sounds like if they want or need him, Jordan Phillips could play. And then Nick Harris also with a story. Brandon Aubrey has been selected for jury duty. He did not get out of it. It's a felony, third-degree felony strangulation. I didn't know we were supposed to, like, be able to find out the details of the case and what it actually is, but
yeah.
Brandon Aubrey said, nope, I'm going to perform my civic duty. He's expected to return Thursday and Friday and back for the game on Sunday.
Yeah. Has the 297th District Court in Tarrant County not seen the Cowboys offense this season? Because I think he definitely falls under the excuse of, are you the primary caretaker of a person who is unable to care for himself or herself?
Yeah, that's how I got out of it.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of this. I really want a good felony case. I want to be on jury duty for a felony, sequestered, you know, free hotel room, get those Marriott points up for a while.
Could you imagine Choppy as like the foreman on a jury? I think he'd love it.
Oh, I'd love
it. He'd lean into all sorts of tropes he's seen on TV and Matlock speeches and
like John Cusack and Runaway Jury. just try to, like, you know, just find a way to make some money off this. But
my buddy Goldberg, who is an attorney, he said, how did they not let him off? And I was like, why is his job any different from ours? He said, I get off jury duty because I'm an attorney. His appearance as a juror can be distracting. Judge should have let him go. He can easily manipulate others. I said, as the Cowboys kicker? He said, yes. I'm sure some fellow jurors are Cowboy fans and will follow whatever he says. Mm. If I served on a jury with Aaron Judge, I would do whatever he wanted. So I looked cool.
Not this time of year.
And I was like, that's stupid. He said, with the stupid thought that we would become friends, it's human nature.
Yeah.
So I was like, so no one with any type of notoriety whatsoever should ever have to serve jury duty.
I guess that's what he said. I have no idea what the attorney would say. Obviously, that's what he would say. But the most stunning thing here is Jerry doesn't have the power. He has the power to fire us, apparently. He has the power to get rid of this judge. I mean, can't he do that? You don't think he has more pull in Tarrant County?
I'll be completely honest. I am in that locker room. I travel with the teams. We spent a week in Oxnard. I'm not 100% confident if I saw Brandon Aubrey on jury duty, I'd know it's him.
Yes. Exactly.
He would have to tell me.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Which he clearly doesn't seem like he's trying to get out of it.
Right.
Like, this seems like something that he wanted to do, which, good for him.
Yeah.
Good person. Morning show listener. It makes sense that he'd be a great person. But I saw a tweet yesterday from some sports law attorney that they said, this type of case, I would guess this is over in like 2 days. Like, this would be really
but
quick.
When Nick first posted it, everyone took it and said, oh my God, he's in danger of missing San Francisco. But you don't have to serve on the weekends, right?
Unless you're sequestered. Unless you're sequestered. If it's a big murder trial or something, then
maybe he just wanted to get sequestered so he wouldn't have to hear the Cowboys media coverage on like First Take and stuff and all the Jerry headlines, because they don't want you to be influenced, watch TV or the news coverage.
Is he going to get fined? Is he going to get fined for not speaking to the media? Is it Shireen? Do you still go to Shireen?
Calvin.
Calvin now. You go to Calvin. Fined?
For what?
For not speaking to the media.
And what's Calvin have to do with it?
Because Calvin's the Pro Football Writer's head.
Thanks for explaining it. Over on the San Francisco side, Debo, Kittle, Jennings out of
Jake Moody, the kicker. Both kickers missing practice.
Make a list. Baby. That's what NBC is going to do with Mike Tirico leading the way. Tirico will join us tomorrow at 9. Well, they're just going to have the list of people out. The list of people that actually aren't playing in this one. And that is why the spread has dropped from 6, 5.5, 5 to now 4.
No Christian McCaffrey, no Ayuk, and then you don't have, like you just mentioned there, Debo, Kittle, and Juwan Jennings practicing. Those five players are 477 of Brock Purdy's 560 career completions. It's 85% of his career completions. The highest, like, career receiver that will be in this game if all five of them miss is Kyle Juszczyk, who's caught 29 passes from Brock Purdy in his career.
Oh, God.
Juszczyk versus Lipke, baby.
I mean, this feels very much, and we'll ask Babe about it at 8:40. This feels very much to me like a game where they just say, eight in the box. They can't throw at us today. They're not going to be able to. They don't have weapons.
Jennings special.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not even going to be playing.
That's right.
Do the Dallas Mavericks have a right to raise that banner? What are people picking for the defending Western Conference champs? And around the rest of the NFL, including Rex Ryan loving the feet, Baker loving nicotine, and Aaron Rodgers loving boogers. That's next on Sean and RJ.
Let's get you first over to the greatness of Diamonds Direct. You know, the holiday season is basically here. Right, and the best price for the jewelry that you've been looking for that's on her wish list is right there at Diamonds Direct. Both locations, fantastic selection. You step in there, there's energy in the building. The welcome is warm. They got a drink ready for you. Everyone's kind of having fun. There's never a dull moment in there. And, of course, you're never going to find a bad deal. Both locations at Diamonds Direct, Sean and I, both customers, they've got it all. Greatness of Diamonds Direct.
And the crew over there, shout out Yossi, Matthew, drop our names, go in there and ask for them specifically. They're not just about sales, they care. They dive into your story, what you're celebrating, and work their magic to find something amazing that will not break the bank. And trust me, they got the perks. Free cleanings, Amanda loves that. Maintenance and even birthday and anniversary surprises, all on the house. So whether you're planning the big proposal or looking to treat yourself or someone special to the perfect gift, drop by Diamonds Direct and tell them we sent you for the best quality price and shopping experience. There's no better choice than Diamonds Direct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The defending Western Conference champions begin their season tonight, 6:30 on TNT, as they host Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. The voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning to preview. We got a huge night. We got Mavs. We got Stars. We got Thursday Night Football taking place as well. And it's going to be the Rams and... Does anyone else know? I think it's the Vikings. It's the Vikings.
It's
the Vikings. Thanks, Peyton. Right after I said it. Vikings, Rams, Minnesota favored by three with all the Matt Stafford Cooper Cup trade rumors. But before we get into predictions for the Mavericks season, we have a little business to discuss of the raising of a banner, RJ.
That's Chopper. Right. The Mavericks have a NBA Finals Western Conference Championship banner that they posted a video of. On social media, So they're not going to have like a banner raising ceremony necessarily.
Good.
It's already up there in the rafters.
Good.
So they moved some of the other retired numbers. It's going to be on the left-hand side when you're looking at the rafters of the championship banner. And then most of the stuff on the left-hand side is all retired numbers. So they've shifted the retired numbers down a slot, and they put the NBA Finals participant, Western Conference champ, whatever you call it, banner up there. And, of course, you've got, you know, the Celtics, who the team they played, and the Celtics don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? They hang retired numbers and championships. They don't put up, hey, Southwest Division champs, or I guess for them it would be Atlantic Division, whatever it is. So, is this lame?
No. It's fine. It depends on the organization. The Dallas Mavericks are not the Boston Celtics.
No, they're not.
This just in. The Dallas Mavericks are not the Los Angeles Lakers. It's fine to hang, I believe, for them a Western Conference championship. That's a big enough accomplishment to go ahead and put up there. I don't care about seeing the division. No divisions matter less in sports than the NBA. I can't even tell you the divisions that they're in. If I was unable to tell you the teams that NFL squads were in division-wise, I'd be fired. I should be fired from Sports Talk Radio. But when the NBA, when it comes to them, no one cares. No one gives a crap. Don't care about the division banners. This is good enough to raise, I think.
I'm fine with it. Look, it's much better than the Colts putting up the AFC finalist banner.
That's so bad.
So bad. Like, where you just make the AFC championship game. That's terrible. I got no problem with this. You know,
I would try to spin that if I was Ursay and be like, no, we were the finalists from the AFC. That's like our AFC championship banner.
Right.
The finalists. Right. We're the finalists from the AFC. Finalists.
Yeah. I would prefer if they didn't raise a division banner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose my mind if they don't. You know, NHL teams, they all, I'm sure they all raise a President's Trophy banner where you have the most points, even the Red Wings.
The Miami Heat have done much more offensive things, and they have more NBA cachet and championships than we do.
Yeah, they do. Well, they retired Jordan's number.
Yeah.
Look, the Celtics, they are, you know why they don't hang division banners? Because they don't have any damn room from all the jerseys they've retired. Oh my God. And I'm not just talking about, oh, they've retired Larry Bird.
No,
they've retired John Havlicek. They retired Don Nelson, who averaged 11 points a game for them. Don Nelson.
Who did?
The Boston Celtics. Oh, they retired Celtics. Him as a player. They've got, who else is up there? Frank Ramsey, 13 points a game for them. Cedric Maxwell is in the rafters. Dennis Johnson is in the rafters. These
Hall
are like one to two time all-stars that they're hanging out, just like throwing them up there.
Yeah.
Are we going to put up Josh Howard? Or are we retiring Josh Howard's one time all-star jersey?
Right.
I'm not going to go after the Reggie Lewis number retirement, but regardless.
It's probably a good one.
Just by saying it though.
He went after DJ. He's dead too.
Yeah, but I mean, he at least got to see the end of his career.
Yeah, he got all right, Bobby, continue with your thought.
That was it.
So you don't have a problem with the Mavs doing it?
No, every other, like, I don't know if teams, other than I guess the Celtics, I don't know if teams that don't hang conference championship banners.
I bet you the Lakers don't.
The Lakers also, I think, have some, I don't remember but I think they have some weird retired numbers.
They did raise the in-season tournament banner.
They put it
in a separate spot.
That's
right?
Bad.
They put it in a separate spot. It's not near their title banner, so it's like on the other side of the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, they raised the bubble banner.
Jamal Wilkes is retired by the Lakers. That jersey's hanging in the rafters.
All right, so now let's get to the previews, the picks, and the expectations from those in the know for the defending Western Conference champions.
Yeah, there's several different previews out there in the last couple days from Yahoo, ESPN, a couple different places. Let's start off with the one from Yahoo. I really like Kevin O'Connor. He had his 36 bold takes over on Yahoo, which some of them, sure, but here's some of the things that are also included in his bold takes. The Celtics go back-to-back.
Bold.
SGA will win MVP.
Bold.
Dalton Connect will be named first team all rookie.
Fire.
Like, okay, these just sound like you had to come up with 36 things you think and you just called them bold. But he did throw one in there that was maybe a little
36?
Bold.
Why 36? What was magic about the number 36?
I think they just said, what are all the takes you have? And he's like, I got like 36. And they said, write them up. I think that's probably what happened.
He should have said 26.
I have no idea why it's 36. So
cut the fat.
He's got his 36 takes here. The one take he has that seems to be a little counter, runs a little counter to some of the things we've heard, is actually a negative for the Dallas Mavericks. So he talks about, he thinks that this is going to be one of his bold takes, is this will be a year where we're going to see various big men start shooting the three-pointer. But another bold prediction of his is Derek Lively ain't going to be one of those guys making three-pointers regularly.
Oh, that was a shot to Bobby's heart.
That hurts, because I've been, ever since that slipped out in a Hoop Collective podcast when McMahon was like, man, he works on it. He says it's coming out. That's all I've banked on since then. This is what he writes up. He said, Lively made his lone three-pointer in the NBA Finals, but it isn't a sign of things to come this season. I just don't trust his touch as a sub-60% free-throw shooter going back to high school. He's always fancied himself a shooter, but was never actually effective at it. At Duke, he missed 11 of his 13 attempts from beyond the arc. In the NBA, he may go through spurts spacing from the corner, but I anticipate the Mavericks will learn he's a true throwback big who needs to be closer to the basket. Which, I understand. But haven't people also issued their concerns of, does he have enough muscle to be a back-to-the-basket type of player?
Yeah.
Can he be that kind of guy? I know that was something that you were concerned about when he was first coming out of Duke. Was like, is he built enough to be a paint player? In this current NBA, yeah. Maybe.
His offensive game, at least just looking at last year, not refined enough to be a scorer with his arsenal.
But he's somebody who, and I think we all agree with this, you saw steady progress, yes, like throughout the year, oh, where yeah, you're like, oh, sure, this is somebody who, yeah, this is somebody who's got a chance to really contribute. Over at the Washington Post, they wrote up their NBA writer Ben Golliver had an NBA league pass rankings, essentially. Like, if you've got league pass, here are the most exciting teams in the NBA this year. These are the ones that are going to be the most entertaining to watch for whatever reason. And the Dallas Mavericks do crack the top five, and their opening night opponent tonight, the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs are also in the top five. It's the Spurs 3, the Mavericks 4. He says Dallas's finals appearance rang out like a tornado siren. Watch out. One of these years, Luka Doncic is going to win his first ring because there is no one capable of stopping him. The Mavericks are no longer a one-man story because Kyrie Irving picks up the pace, Derek Lively adds a vertical threat, and Thompson's arrival in free agency kicks up the expectations another notch. And I know there's something you were a little surprised by in one of these NBA previews where they're ranking the top 100 players. You were kind of surprised to see Lively ahead of Klay Thompson on these lists, right?
Well, I was surprised to see Klay and, like, you know, Draymond and see where they were. You know, they were like, and they were about five spots away.
Draymond got his first tech last night.
All right, very nice.
Did not take long.
And you know, I was thinking, like, you know, how high do the Mavericks? I was comparing the Mavericks to, like, the Celtics, and the Celtics had like six guys in the top 50. And like, just how far away the Mavs are from Boston. Because that is, you know, when you play them in the finals, that is the test is not necessarily the West. It's changed to Boston.
Here's my hot take on the Mavs season. And I think you can see it. Someone keep an eye out, as I'm supposed to preview it this morning on NBC 5.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, yes. I'm excited to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be let down. And that entire statement is focused on Klay Thompson. I'm really excited to see the new look. I'm really excited to see what Klay can be. I'm really excited to see all the wide open shots. I'm really excited to see all the spacing out there on the floor. But if I had to buy stock, I would buy puts on Klay Thompson. And Zach and Eric can tell you from Trade Gym Wealth, I can't. They can. That means the stock is going to go down. I'm not anticipating. I'm excited to be wrong, as we all were last year in Jason Kidd getting fired, in Nico going back to Foot Locker without Bundy to sell shoes. RJ's joke, not mine. And for Kyrie to blow this up. Those were three takes that a lot of people had, and we were all dead wrong about it. I hope I'm wrong about Klay. I'm not buying the resurgence, but I'm excited to be wrong about it. That's my Mavs take.
Yeah.
I believe they can definitely get back to the Western Conference Finals, and I believe they can make it back to the NBA Finals. I don't believe that was fluky. They're big with Gafford and Lively. I absolutely love that size combo. Hopefully they're tougher, right, with Grimes and Marshall. Luka is lean and mean, as our DMN reporter told us the other day. It's still Kyrie, Kumbaya around here, and Klay Thompson, I think, is just going to add to the chemistry. I'm just not betting on him going back to old Klay.
Right. The excited to be disappointed is a good line. Because like Gafford and Lively to me are infinitely more important to this team's success than Klay Thompson is. I don't think Klay's going to give. I fully expect him to go 1-for-7 tonight from beyond the arc.
I do too. Washed. But I think he's going to have a good season. I just think because
he will go 7-for-10 in a game.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
I think the first 10 games or so are going to be a feeling out process for him, where he's trying to figure out his fit. Like, he's coming away from...
Wow, is that another ringer hot bold, take? Yeah. Bold take?
I don't think it's a bold take to say that I expect him to go...
I think his first 10 games of his brand new team be feeling out.
I think it's going to be to the point where we're going to see him shooting like 30% for the first 10 games of the year. And then I think he's going to figure it out and settle in, and he'll be a consistent contributor. And I think Lively and Gafford are more important for 82 games. Yeah. I think Klay Thompson's way more important for playoffs.
And he's your over-the-top possibility. I have the over-unders on Klay from Vegas. Guess what you think his points per game over-under is.
13.5.
16.5.
Bobby is closer, and this may have you make a bet right now, 17.5. I would bet the under. 17.5 points per game for Klay.
Ooh, I've been on kind of a heater. I got some extra cash to burn.
The 3-point shooting percentage is at 40.5.
He hasn't seen 40.5 since COVID.
Since his birth certificate. So what were the numbers last year for Klay Thompson? He was 18 points a game. All right. Despite that horrible, horrible season and perception, and the 3-point percentage was 38.7. Before that, he was 41, 38, 40, 44. But he is going to get more open looks here than with the Warriors last year.
Do you remember how many points per game Tim Hardaway Jr. averaged last year?
8?
14.5.
Oh.
So, I mean, if you've got a more efficient Tim Hardaway Jr., 17 might not be impossible in the offense.
Yeah, it makes much more sense once we actually did our research and homework. 877-881-1053 is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Text your expectation for the Mavericks this year. Can they get back? Are we due for a letdown? Is anyone going to be ballsy enough to say one step up and you beat the Celtics or whoever represents the East in the NBA Finals? Let's not take it that far yet. 877-881-1053. Peyton Russell on voting. Pizza combined with cocaine. And Rex Ryan's not the only one with that foot fetish. It's Thursday. It's the payload. Next on Sean and RJ.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is the payload every Thursday at this time, and I promise we're going to get to the pizza story in just a bit, but we have to talk about a little early voting, some politics. 6:40 on a Thursday.
RJ, before you say anything else, and don't say what you think he did, do you believe you know who Peyton voted for? The three of us. Could you guess? How strongly would you feel about it?
9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10? Okay. Bob?
10 out of 10.
Okay, I'm much lower.
Really?
I'm much lower.
I haven't given the politics vibes of who I might be. Really?
Okay. No, your zip code does, but I know I'm guessing what your family may have been, but I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
I just said it over the talk right back to him. I was right.
You were right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Text it to me. Text it to me. Go ahead. Back
context
to you.
There's contact clues with him that you can use.
Okay.
And look, I mean, like, I'll watch the debates and stuff, but if you ask me, well, why'd you vote for this person or why'd you vote for that? You know, it's like, I can't really give you an explanation. Like, I mean, and I know that's generic and that's pathetic to some people, but it's like trying to keep up with politics is a mess for me. So
I tried last night for a second to watch the Kamala Anderson Cooper thing, and I've just heard it all so much now. Like, I expired about a week ago with how much more I can take in. It's, although Trump has been on a bender.
He's about to go on a bigger one. He's got Rogan coming up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Joe Rogan podcast.
So I went Tuesday out in Rockwall, early voting. And so I tried to go Monday and the lines were just super long. I mean, I drove up and
You guys are right in who Peyton voted for. I guessed it, but I wasn't as strongly convicted in you. Sorry, Pay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for Texas, so, you know, might as well. But No.
Hey, we're purple. We're purple now.
That's right. We're in the middle. No. But text on 877-811-1053, because that's the thing I love about the fan text and the Twitch and YouTube is...
When we get political,
they're
text
like...
Text in your presidential candidate.
Well, they'll start guessing who votes for who. Oh, RJ's this, RJ's that, Bobby's this. And I'm like, I don't think you guys have any clue, but some nail it. But yeah, so I went Monday. Lines were way too long, so I said, you know what? I'm making a U-turn. I'll come back Tuesday. Tuesday, much shorter. I guess Monday, the first day of early voting, and it's all this week throughout the weekend, wherever you can go. Now, RJ, you sent something in your prep email about you having your experience with early voting.
I went. You know, I had Monday and Tuesday off, so I went, and the guy at the Roanoke Library where we vote, boy, it's like going back in time there.
Library?
Yeah, well, no.
Any library.
I mean, the library was crowded. There was a good crowd in there. They said they had their biggest...
Did they make you turn in your card catalog to vote?
They did not. They said the largest first day of early voting they've ever had.
Wow.
Now, in Roanoke, small town, they only had like 1,000 people. But that was the largest first day of early voting that they've ever had. And, you know, it was easy. It was me and then 4 other people that were in there at the time I went. You know, because I guess I went in the middle of the day. I was off. Everybody else was at work. But...
Roanoke, by the way, the site of our final Firehouse tour.
Ooh.
Right in Choppy's Hood.
Oh, baby.
Yep. Sleepover.
It's going to be all over the Facebook pages. I'm going to put it on the Facebook pages. Come on out.
Are you still welcome after yesterday? Did that blow up?
I haven't heard anything, but I haven't gone to the Facebook. I'm going to put it on there, and I'm going to say, listen, the guy who told me to shut the blank up,
yeah,
you better show yourself.
Come out there.
Victor, show yourself.
Sit down with a headset on. Like I tell a lot of these mouthy texters, call in. You won't. Call in.
And by the way, why are we still using paper ballots? I'm sitting here trying to color this thing in, getting carpal tunnel. By the time I got to like the third state representative, I was like, can we just...
You don't use the electronic machine? You don't go and type away and...
Not in Roanoke.
They don't have that technology there?
Paper ballots, man. I'm sitting here scribbling it.
Nobody scribbled in a better ballot than me, okay? They said, look at these lines.
Now, Pepe, I did not notice the obligatory I voted social media photo. Did you put it out?
No, I did not. I think it's stupid. Oh. If I were the little, I know some people do that. If I were the, I voted and like, I'll take the sticker just to have it, but then I throw it away as soon as I leave the door.
Because
they pressure you. They're like, oh, take a sticker. It's like, all right, fine, I'll take one. But I don't post to saying, oh, I voted. Like, just assume I voted.
You know, I do have I do feel that the I voted sticker, I feel like a profile who you voted for based on that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 I know.
Yeah.
Throw out your theory. You think it means what? Go ahead.
Oh, I think that it. I think
I would guess 90% of the time you voted Democrat.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't.
Well,
just
you do know. You both had the same thought.
Anecdotal evidence of everybody I see post the sticker. I generally know what their political beliefs are, and it seems to fall in line.
So you
with
know
that.
The person.
And it just seems to fall down at about a 90% rate.
Yeah, yeah. But also, like most people you see on social media, you know anyway.
And that applies perfectly to Peyton.
You got it.
Bobby, are you going to vote?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, now you just opened me up to get killed by the fan text.
Yeah. When's the last time you did vote? Did you vote last election?
I voted in 16. Was the last time I voted.
Okay.
And you lost?
That's why
he stopped voting. He lost.
Is Kristen going to vote?
Yeah. Kristen's already voted, I think.
Okay.
Who have you told her to vote for?
What do you mean you think?
Well, because, I mean, she's her own person. I don't just keep tabs on her. I don't have her Snapchat location like Peyton.
<That's right. laughs> Got to make sure you know where they are. Sean, real quick, you going out this week?
I don't know when I'm going out. Whenever the wife tells me to go, I didn't vote before her. And she's like, no, we have to. I was like, all right, this better be painless. This better be easy. And it was. And then whenever we have a gap in the schedule and she's like, all right, we'll go when you get off the show. Then we'll go ahead and do it.
I got to stay on Sarah because, like, we live in a different county than her driver's license. So I think she has to go to the county she used to live in, and that's not on her route for sales. So, like, she never goes there.
Does she care to do it?
Yeah, she does. But it's just like finding the time to go.
Yeah. It's a hassle with the different license. Yeah.
All right, it is the payload every Thursday at this time. Now, Sean, you're a big pizza guy, so I had to get the story in. You know, you go to a nice pizza shop because you just went to a Fortunate Son, right?
Yeah.
Was that picture yesterday? Did you go again, or was that old picture?
No, that was a man of recycling.
Gotcha.
October dump. October dump.
It's not even the end of October yet.
Oh, whatever. Last month dump.
Mid-October dump.
30-day dump.
October so far.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I have your next vacation already planned. This is in Germany here. A German police busted a pizzeria in the western city of Düsseldorf.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. Well done.
I think I nailed that, right?
That's right.
Okay,
that,
good.
Yes.
I was looking at that. I saw the accent marks. I was like, God, do you go under or over with the U? But got it. Düsseldorf in Germany. And look, you order this. I guess it's the number 40 on their menu.
Yeah.
And you don't get a little side of, you get a side of little Coke with it. Not the soda, Sean. You don't get the soda.
Not pop.
A little side of cocaine with it. Now, I don't know what the thought process is. I guess that's how you get a business going. But
does it say cocaine on the menu?
No, I don't. It does not. You just order the number 40, I guess, and that's just a sign of. But I was thinking like,
it's
okay.
It's like going to the Asian parlor. It's like going to the
or just the massage.
The massage parlor.
But like Sean, I was interested to find out if you go to this place, order number 40, and they give you the white bag thinking you know.
Sorry,
you know
the Hispanic or Indian massage parlor. Yeah. Like the non-Indian cab driver. Sorry.
If you get a bag of cocaine with your pizza, I mean, what are you doing? Are you stuffing it away? Are you getting up and leaving immediately?
A bag of cocaine.
I imagine people go to this place and know what they're getting when they order the number 40. But if you don't know, I mean, because this seems like a tourist spot to go to. If you want to get some pizza in Germany, you go there.
Well, you're making it sound like it's going and ordering off the secret menu at In-N-Out.
Like it's Parmesan packets.
Like they haven't shut it down. Like it's legal in Germany to do coke. Like you tell me tomorrow if I fly out there, order the number 40, I'm going to get cocaine with my pizza still?
This is just
a viral story, yeah. and everyone's just like, oh, yeah, it's just a known thing. Like, we just keep doing. No police has looked into this whatsoever.
Well, no, so they have, and that's why the story gets even better, is they've arrested the guy, the owner. They put him in detention, and then...
Detention.
They let him go.
You're not going to get out of here until 4 o'clock.
They let him go after like a month or so, and then he went back into the same thing. He was like, I got busted one time, and he still went, and whenever people order the number 40, he threw a side of coke with them.
Oh, he's like the merchant of death.
Yeah, the merchant of death.
The merchant of dough.
Is the number 40 on the menu or is it an off the menu item?
It's on the menu. It says number 40 on the menu.
I actually want to hear how you get 40 different items. I'd like to read through the menu list,
yeah.
1 through 40, like
Seems
Bobby
high.
Did that list of women.
It does seem like this place has been shut down, though, because, I mean, when you get busted twice, you know, they're just going to shut the whole place down.
Look, my instant thought is, no, you go to other countries and you eat their cuisine and food, but I have been to Germany.
Well.
And the food was so terrible, I would actually go and order pizza.
You're not a schnitzel fan?
Dude, there's only so many cold cuts you can eat in a day. Morning, cold cut, cheese. Next morning, ham, block of Swiss. Just all the stereotypes. It's just too much. Too much. So I would try the pizza in Germany and probably the cocaine.
And probably better than the Philly pizza you made me go eat.
Yeah.
And is the price different on the menu? I mean, if you notice, a $30 price difference,
yeah.
What do you do? You're like, huh, why is this
adjusted for
pizza?
Kilos?
not 8 ounce, it's 8 ball.
Because I feel like, Sean, you'd be the person, you see the price difference, you're like, okay, what's so different about this price? Is it Detroit style? What is this?
Is this New York water you're using?
And, Sean, you like the New Haven, right? At a Fortunate Son, is that?
It was good.
Where to go?
It was good. I was hoping it would be a little more mind-blowing. I was hoping it'd be a little bit better, but that was my own expectations going too far after Dave Portnoy reviewed it. It was good, though.
We'll see if Dave goes out to Germany and reviews this place. That'd be interesting.
He's posting his state fair reviews day by day. Just absolutely just everything. I mean, you feel so gluttonous even watching it. It's crazy. The cotton candy, bacon stick, he was not having it. And that one
wasn't good.
That one number one amongst the voting.
All right, last story here. We'll get to it quickly. Look, so we all have the guy. We have the Rex Ryans out there with the foot fetish, you know. And if you like the feet, whatever, so be it. You know, we all have our kinks that we either don't want to admit or do want to admit. That's a story for another time. But there's a guy going around. This is in Greece. He's going into people's homes or, you know, if they're leaving their shoes out on the front porch and he's sniffing the shoes. This one I cannot explain. I cannot help you if you have this kind of fetish going on. Smelling the shoes.
That might be a smell fetish. Like that girl who canned and jarred her farts and people ordered this.
That's just desperate, though. That's just guys being desperate. Now, okay, yeah, if this was, I guess, female shoes, then this guy's just so desperate for female attention, then maybe. But this is, you know, it's guy shoes as well. I don't get it. I've never smelt, you know, someone's shoe and be like...
Because the bad shoe smell is... It's
terrible.
I don't know if I want to say the worst because of the breath or the armpits, but it might be the worst. That's why around my house is just, it's like I ordered pizza in Germany. It's just white dust everywhere because baby powder. I dump so much baby powder in my shoes because I don't want to, because in here I'll kick off my shoes like Bobby. We'll be walking around with socks sometimes and I don't want that foot smell.
Man, I mean, but people are into some stuff. You could go online. You could buy women's post-gym underwear. Online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buy that. And for like $80 a pop.
Yes. No. I mean, like, I'm trying to talk Sarah into getting down this road.
Kaylin didn't like that one in the back. I got to watch what I say.
How'd you know it was $80?
Because there's a viral video of a guy talking about, here's my purchase. I'm unwrapping it. Like, it's a very famous video.
I try to become the new Cowboys insider. Oh, that would be the third in 3 years around here after my running back possible report on the home of the Cowboys next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.